This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli troops entered Gaza's biggest hospital on Wednesday and were searching its rooms and basement, witnesses said, amid global alarm over the fate of thousands of civilians trapped inside. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
Israeli troops entered Gaza's biggest hospital, Al-Shifa, on Wednesday as global concern grows on the fate of hundreds of patients and thousands of displaced civilians trapped inside. Witnesses said the troops were searching its rooms and basement. Gaza Health Ministry said premature babies are being transferred from their incubators to another area in the hospital that still had some electricity. Video released by Gaza Health Ministry on Wednesday showed the aftermath of an Israeli strike. Medics were trying to evacuate patients from a ward hit by shelling.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Fighting raged in Gaza on Wednesday, more than 5 weeks after Hamas's shock October 7th attack sparked a furious response from Israel, which has vowed to destroy the Palestinian militant group. About 1,200 people, mostly civilians, were killed in Israel in the attack and around 240 people taken hostage, according to Israeli officials. In Gaza, more than 11,500 people, also mostly civilians, have been killed, officials in the Hamas-run territory have said. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. President Joe Biden welcomed Chinese President Xi Jinping, and the two leaders shook hands ahead of their anticipated bilateral meeting on Wednesday. Xi's summit with Biden will be the first face-to-face meeting between the U.S. and Chinese leaders in a year and has been billed by U.S. officials as an opportunity.